Justine Anderson said that Juszczyk would be, quote, happy to return, unquote, to the 49ers. And the hope is that they can work something out. So Juszczyk made he had a cap number of $6.7 million for a fullback, which is pretty crazy to think about in 2020. About $5 million of that was his base salary. What kind of contract do you think the 49ers are going to throw at him based on, you know, the cap being $180 million, based on the other free agents that they have? And I don't know if it'll be more of a 2-3 year deal where they try to lower his cap number this year and push money into future years. What are you expecting?
I would imagine that Kyle Juszczyk gets a backloaded deal. You know, he's still young, has generally been healthy. I would imagine it's in the 3 year range. Where the majority of the money probably comes in the second or third year when the cap is expected to really take off. And I think the 49ers will hold firm on whatever their offer is. And I think they'll keep the salary roughly in the same, you know, annual average value that it was with this contract. And it'll kind of be a take it or leave it thing. I think both sides would like a reunion. I think the 49ers enjoy having Kyle Juszczyk in the building. And Kyle Juszczyk likes playing for, you know, Kyle Shanahan and more specifically Mike McDaniel. I honestly think it's going to be a family decision for him. He's talked about that a lot, about how he wants to be on the East Coast, where his family and his wife's family and just kind of their extended family is. So I think if that were to happen and, you know, they were equivalent offers money-wise, that he would lean that way. It's just how I felt listening to him both at his end of season press conferences and just kind of what he said publicly since. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think it's a coin flip, honestly, because, you know, as you mentioned, that's where he's from. And there are going to be teams that are probably going to be able to offer him more than the 49ers will be able to offer him. I think that it's tough to say. And I think as of now, I would probably lean that it'd be maybe the Jets for, you know, obvious reasons, Robert Saleh. And at the same time, though, he said himself in that press conference at the end of the year that it's tough to imagine me being in a better situation than a Kyle Shanahan offense. And as you mentioned, you know, he raved about Mike McDaniel when Mike McDaniel was promoted to OC like that. He tweeted about that. And he never tweets about that. So, yeah, there are so many moving parts that. I just don't know that he would be able to, especially, you know, to an East Coast team. Like, who do you know that on the East Coast would be able to put him in a better situation than what he has done for the 49ers? So in that situation, I don't know that there is a better, you know, that there's a better team out there for him. But he's 29. He's probably like, how many more contracts is he going to have? So if this is going to be his last 4 year deal or whatever, then max out, man. I have no issue with that. I'm already looking forward to 49ers fans calling him a traitor and spelling traitor the wrong way. And, you know, just all of those things that happen.
Like traitor Joe's or something like
that. Yeah.